High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 8:23. We've been following the story of Lynbro Park. We've spoken to the ward councillor a number of times because we wanted to get an understanding of what is going on there. Jenny Rose is the founder of the Lynbro Park Developers Forum. For those who aren't familiar with the interviews, Lynbro Park has suffered over the years significantly more power outages than almost any other area around Johannesburg. They've taken matters into their own hands and are trying to establish their own power supply. Jenny Rose is founder of the Lynbro Park Developers Forum. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Hi, morning. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Can you give us an update as to how this is going?
Sure. So, you know, at the moment we have an electrical problem supply, an electrical supply problem to Lynbro Park. There is no more supply available. And we've got one of the developers that put in a small request for about 500 kVA and was declined. So he's stuck. The development's stuck. Now, Lynbro Park is the size of Joburg CBD. For those that are not familiar with it, it's 400 hectares.
Right.
And part of the reason, I also had a business deal that fell through for a data center, which would have meant a lot of employment for people in Alex and the surrounding areas. They needed 150 kVA. 150 megawatts, that's like millimeters compared to kilometers.
Right.
You know, for those that don't really understand.
Yes, yes.
And I had a letter in writing from the head of generation at Eskom. The will is there. They will bring in 150 megawatts. What happened? We couldn't get electricity into Lynbro Park because 20 kilometers away, there are squatters on the servitude in Ivory Park. So, they haven't removed the squatters because of all the political shenanigans, you know, what happens if we do, what happens if we don't. So, business can't take place because those squatters haven't been moved and more electricity can't get into Lynbro Park. So, Lynbro Park is a suburb that's ready to be developed but has no more capacity. Joburg City has the will because they've put in the budget an upgrade to the water tower. Because that was a problem when it came to development. Joburg City is there. We're in the budget for the water tower. So, yeah, you know, it's challenges to doing business. Challenges to doing business. And business people are tired of having challenges. You know, we want to get on with the business of doing business without all the politics in and the hurdles in the way, you know. And I was at a function, sorry.
Yeah.
For Mauritius on Friday night. Mauritius is here actively canvassing for business. The Minister of Finance was one of the speakers, and the head of the CEO of Busa was one of the speakers, and they signed an MOU, an agreement to do business between the two countries. And people here are going to go somewhere where they can do business, where there's political will to do business, and they put the politics out of the way.
So what happened then in terms of the own production from Lynbro Park?
Own production, yes. Greenstone put in an application to be a distributor to 18 properties. They are developed 18 properties. They want to supply electricity to their own development. However, NERSA, there are regulations in place that says you can't do it. So it's going to take so long to change all those regulations that they've decided rather than go up against the law and all that show that takes place, they would rather spend their money on just putting in a source on each development so that each development sources its own energy from solar, and there's a Gawley gas going into Lynbro Park now.
So does that mean when the president stands up and says, you know, we are encouraging people to put up supply, you know, you don't need necessarily authorization, is that a lie?
No. There's a difference. So a Greenstone wanted to be a distributor. They wanted a distributor's license.
Right.
To go to 18 developers. So a distributor's license is different to other than to you supplying electricity for yourself, you know, through solar and whatever, you can go up to 100 megawatts.
Right.
You know, without going through all the things. You know,
so it's when you become a distributor that things become a little bit more difficult. So if you wanted to do it, for example, for yourself or for your shopping mall or your business, that's not a problem. But the minute you want to distribute, then Eskom gets very nervous or NERSA gets nervous.
Well, NERSA, there's regulations in place that are a barrier to entry there. And, you know, it's going to take too much to change the law. You know?
So does that mean that this project is no longer going ahead?
Yeah, that license, that distributor's license, they're not going ahead with it. They've decided, are we going to spend money on the legal process, or are we going to provide electricity before I start on each and every development? That's what we're going to do. Each development.
So in other words, right? So in other words, each development can provide their own electricity, but they can't solve it for the next door development. It's an absolute absurdity. It's almost like there is no real desire to fix this.
Yeah. There's lots of hurdles. There's hurdles. Mm. And if there's a political will to overcome those hurdles, they can make the changes and we can get on with it. But if they don't,
One of our listeners, Jenny, saying if there was more benefit in fixing Eskom, they would. It is not unfixable. Maybe the motivation isn't there because there's a bigger payoff in not fixing it. Maybe as long as we're focusing on day-to-day existence, we aren't looking at the bigger picture of government corruption. Perhaps it's a very sad story indeed. Jenny Rose, founder of the Lynbrook Park Developers Forum, giving us some perspective as to how difficult this process is. It's about to go 8:30. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.